Shortly before we receive God's servant to administer the instrument of the mystery of the anointing oil, I'd like us to prepare our hearts with the word of the Lord. Let me first of all emphasize that the anointing oil is a prophetic instrument in the hands of prophets, just as we have the prophetic mantle. For Samuel in particular, the instrument of his prophetic office was the anointing oil. And we saw how that he did that as he anointed Saul and anointed David at different times. And I know that even as God has given it to his servant, our father in the house, the prophet, this mystery will work in somebody's life today. If you are the one, say loud amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, come with me quickly, please. Verse 1, beginning. Then Samuel took a vial or a bottle of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, you see, the two go together, the oil and the word. Without the word, the oil has no value. A drum of oil may be poured on you. Without the word, the value is not there. It is the word that empowers the oil. In this kingdom, everything works by the word. Everything works by the word. The word makes the difference. It was not just the oil. Anybody can carry the oil, but the word content that makes the difference. And said, is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, God is speaking to someone here right now, then thou shalt find, today there shall be finding for you. You will get back and they tell you the property you are looking for has been found. You will get back and that favor you are looking for shall be found. You will get back and the massive ingathering of souls into the church you have been looking for shall be found. You can't be anointed and be stranded. You cannot be anointed and suffer losses. The anointing is an instrument of finding. Get ready. Not just finding, but something you will find to stay with you. Remember, this man was looking for two horses. In the process, he found a throne. He was looking for two horses. In the process, he became owner of the entire nation. The horses you've been looking for, they will tell you it has been, they have been found. And they will say unto thee, again, then shalt thou go on forward from thence. Verse 2. The anointing moves people forward. You will not only find what you have been looking for, the anointing will change your level. Then thou shalt go on forward from things. God is saying where you are is the least place you will ever be in your life. And thou shalt come. Can you see? Thou shalt go. After you have reached that place, you will come to the plain of Tabor. And there shall meet thee three men going up to the God of to Bethel. One carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. That talks about favor. The anointing changes people's level from begging to having. Thou shall have three men who will say to you, we have this offer for you. We have this offer for you. we have this offer for you. And verse 4, and they shall salute thee, and give thee 2 loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. That they shall salute thee. The word salute connotes honor. You know, there are people who give to you abusing you. And there are those who give to you begging you to receive it. They shall salute you. From this minister's conference, you'll be enjoying salute. You'll be enjoying honor. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Can you see verse 5? And after that, thou shalt come. Non-stop. Continuous advancement. Thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither into the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with psaltery and with tabret and with pipe and a shaft before them, and they shall prophesy. And verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy to them, and thou shalt be turned into another man. Somebody who will be turned into another man, say loud, amen. Amen. Thou shalt be turned into another man. A man of honor. A man of dignity. A man of glory. A man of miracles. A man of honor. Somebody who believes, say loud, amen. And verse 7, and let it be when these signs are come unto thee, when these signs, you won't need to beg for signs again. Signs will be coming to you. That thou shalt do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. You will be in charge. You will be in control. You'll be doing as occasion serve you. You will not be stranded anymore. Anything your hand touch will work up. Thou shalt do as occasion serve you, in the precious name of Jesus. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal. And behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee, and I will show you what to do. Verse 9, and it was so. This is very crucial. When he had turned his back to go from Samuel, that God gave him another heart. And God gave him another heart. The greatest gift you are receiving this morning is the gift of another heart. Why? Your heart determines your path. Your heart determines your signs. And these signs shall come to pass. God will give you another heart. I said, God will give you another heart. And God will give you another heart. And all these signs shall come to pass. What comes to pass is determined by the state of your heart. If nothing comes to pass, then your heart should be queried. The heart of man is what determines what comes to pass in this life. Remember in the parable of the sower, very clear, the heart that brings forth 100-fold, that brings forth 60-fold, is determined by the understanding of the heart. The understanding of the heart. The understanding of the heart. So get ready. God is going to give each of us an understanding heart this moment that will enable the signs to come to pass. It is your heart that determines what happens with the oil. Now listen to this. The physical oil will stop on your head, but it is understanding that will transport the effect to your heart. There's a difference between the oil and the anointing. The oil is only a medium. It stops on everybody's head. But what goes to your heart is the anointing, the power, the effect of it. And understanding is what makes the difference. It is through understanding that the anointing is transported beyond our head to our heart. Everybody has access to the oil. Very few has access to the anointing. You will be the one this morning. The anointing will go straight to your heart. The anointing will go straight to your heart. The anointing will go straight to your heart. In the precious name of Jesus. And we saw how all these things came to pass. Because God gave him another heart. There is nothing being spoken about you and I from day one of this conference that will not come to pass. You know why? God is giving us another heart. If there is any prayer we need to pray, therefore, it is a prayer. Lord, give me another heart. Give me another heart. The story of Caleb and Joshua, the same thing. They had another heart. They had another spirit. They were able to conquer. They were able to overcome because they had another heart. They had another spirit. Acts chapter 8 verse 21. Thou hast no part in this thing. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. For your heart is not right in the sight of God. Your heart determines your part. Your heart determines your lot. Your heart determines your sign. Your heart determines your speed. Your heart determines the happiness in your life. Your heart determines your wonders. The heart of man. And whatever happened to Saul, God gave him another heart. Each of us today, God will give us another heart. I say, God will give you and I another heart. In the precious name of Jesus. Now, quickly, before we rise to pray, we saw what happened to Samuel also. What happened to David. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13 beginning. When Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed them in the midst of his brethren, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. Please understand again, the oil may stop your head on your head, but the anointing, the Spirit, goes into your heart. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day, and from there, he was taken from one level to another. As soon as he appeared before the king loved him. The king loved him. Whereas others are requesting to stand before the king, Saul was requesting from David's father that David will not depart from him. Because he has found favor in my side. From today's anointing, every misfortune is destroyed from our lives and ministry. From today, everywhere you appear, favor will be speaking in your life. You know, there are pastors who don't even have favor before their members. Every time he stands up, it's like Ishmael. They don't like him. They don't listen to him. I see many, many pastors complain that church members don't listen to them. They don't obey them. You need to check your life. Maybe favor is missing. Every pastor that is favored is a beloved in the congregation. And that spirit will come upon someone today. Every misfortune that goes with life and with ministry shall be terminated today. As we get ready, let's look at the man God is going to use to anoint us. What prophets do when they anoint us is to help us come to their level. After Saul was anointed, he prophesied among prophets. His class was changed to the class of prophet. So this anointing is going to be a change of class. To what class? The class of our father. Not everybody is saying amen to that. Every time I'm anointed, I am privileged to change to his class. It may not be exactly like him, but similar to him. Because there are prophets in ranks. There are prophets, there are sons of the prophets, and there are those in the company of prophets. There is no way a prophet will anoint you and you will not enter his class. That's why as Samuel was being favored, Saul was being favored. From being a captive, he became a captain. From being a wanderer, he was turned into a wonder. He came to the class of Samuel. I'd like somebody to believe God this morning. The class of things operating in Canaan land will begin to operate in your ministry. I have had God's servant said several times concerning his spiritual fathers. He said, can you see how they are living? Can you see what's happening to my life? Because it's a family of the prophet. That's why we are called sons and daughters of the prophet. You think this is for fun? No. I want you to take it as raw as it is. I say to you today, as God's servant, anoint each of us today, you will enter into his class. You will enter into his class of operation. You will enter into his class of signs and wonders. You've heard a number of the sons of prophets share the testimonies very similar to the things happening in Canaan land here. Very similar. Forces of darkness subdued. Growth without limits. Diverse provisions and financial favors. And enlightenment of all kinds. If you believe it, it will happen in your life. So every time we are anointed by our prophet, it is a way of bringing us to his class. As soon as David was anointed, David was no longer a little boy. David became a king. He became a priest. He became a prophet. You cannot be around your prophet and not be prophetic at the least. At the least, you become prophetic. At the least, you become prophetic. And in the process, more sons of the prophets will be raised. And gradually, they are growing in the prophetic. And the grace of the prophet is upon their lives. I want you to aim for something very high this morning. Whatever is happening in the life of this prophet, as this instrument of the anointing oil is used, I see me connected to it. I see me connected to it. I don't know about you, but that's what I see me connected to. It will happen in your life. As God enables him to live stress-free, others amongst us are entitled to it. I've seen many things happen around my life, happening in his life, and practically happening around my life. Why? Because that's what I believe. Jesus gave his disciples to go to preach. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1, he sent them to preach. And in verse 17, the disciples returned with joy. Just like in 2020 International Business Conference, we will be returning with great joy. And they say, hey, master, even the devils were subject to us in your name. Jesus said, I'm not surprised. And I give you more power. And they got more power. Today, we will get more power. Today, we will get more power. What am I saying this morning? The only evidence that you and I came for this conference is that visibly, the spirit of the prophet is resting upon us. Visibly, the spirit of the prophet is resting upon us. And in the course of our assignment, it will be said, as Saul also become one of the prophets, you will become a proverbial pastor. You will become a proverbial evangelist. Oh, it's like the spirit of Oedipo has entered into him. It's like what is happening in Canaan land is happening here now. It is like the grace manifesting in Oedipo's life is manifesting in his life now. Ah, our pastor don't change. Oh, not be the pastor, we will not be this. The word don't change for his mouth. The anointing don't change for his life. As he lay hands on the sick, they are getting healed now. The atmosphere everywhere will change. Everyone who believes, rise to your feet right now and begin to call. First of all, pray that God will give you a new heart. He will give you a new heart. Talk to him right now. Father, give me a new heart. Give me a new heart to accommodate what is coming. Give me a new heart to receive what is coming. Give me a new heart. 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 Somebody pray. Your heart is the container. Your heart is the receiving hand. Your heart is the receiver. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Pray desperately. Father, if there is anything in my heart that will stop the flow, take it from me. Take it from me. Take it from me, Lord. take away everything, every contamination, every hardness of heart, every unbelief. Take it from me, Lord. 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 Somebody pray, turn me into another man. Turn me into another man. Is that the prayer somebody's praying? Turn me into another man. 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 Now pray. Take me to the level of your servant you are using to anoint me today. Change my class. Change my class. Change my class. Let my class be changed by this anointing. Make me a true son of the prophet. Make me a true daughter of the prophet. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Shall we get set? Receive God's servant and receive the word of the Lord from his mouth.
Hallelujah.